All right, everybody, welcome back to our third episode of the KMJF Masters of Sport podcast. We have Marius, Justin, and Francesca all back, and I'm Kyle. So today what we're going to be discussing is whether or not the Pac-12 made a mistake by reversing their decision and deciding to play football this fall. So just kind of a quick introduction, the Pac-12 had originally said back in August that they would not play their football season this fall, that they would postpone it until the spring. And they just recently reversed course and said that they're going to play a seven-game conference football season beginning November 6th of this year. So we're going to be discussing today whether or not we think that that decision was a good idea or not. So let's jump in. I don't know, Marius, Francesco, Justin, whoever wants to jump in. What do you guys think?
Well, I looked into the actual why they made the decision, and it was in response to they signed up with a partnership with a rapid testing, so that way they could do this COVID testing, because currently there's the whole longer tests that are expensive, and they got this faster test. So they did that turnaround because of that partnership. My concern, though, is that even if you develop the partnership, are the logistics already worked out? Are they going to have the equipment there to begin with and not have it delayed, to have to postpone the season yet again? Because even though the partnership's announced, doesn't really mean, oh, they're going to have the logistics are just there, they have everything set up.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of thinking about like all the issues with the health and so on, I kind of believe that being back is never easy. So especially like after this pandemic that is still going on, and like every day there are like new developments, I kind of think that they are kind of brave to trying to go back and playing. And I don't know, I think that also maybe people, fans are also kind of tired of waiting that something is gonna happen. So probably also to kind of moving everything, they start to make this decision. It's risky for sure, but I don't know, I kind of understand them, why they're doing it, so I kind of support them. But by saying this, of course, I believe that like half of players, the staff, and everyone is their own priority.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the real question kind of comes down to like how safe, obviously, especially in these times, like how safe and effective can you make the game, not only for like if there are fans, but you know, the student athletes and the coaches themselves. And kind of like Marius, you said the logistics, like are these quicker tests, like are they accurate and stuff like that? I know there's been some tests that are more accurate than others, but kind of like them starting so late is kind of a little awkward for me. But you know, especially in 2020 and dealing with Corona, I think, you know, awkward is kind of the new wave, I guess. But starting in November, ending in December or whatever, 6-7 games is definitely different. I get why they're doing it, kind of like, you know, soften the blow, maybe make some revenue, possibly get the players out there on the field. It's definitely different. I support it, I guess, because just the fact that, you know, the other leagues are kind of going, you don't want to really be the one left out. And so it's kind of an interesting situation for sure.
But the key emphasis, as we've been saying, is safety, because as we both mentioned, the test, are they accurate? Are they safe? Because a lot of players, that whole nationwide spark with the player signings, making demands that they want to be able to play, but they also want to be safe. Are these tests going to be safe? Is this quick turnaround going to be safe for the players? Because that's what they've been working for. They're not just here just to play. They're also looking for their future health, because it's going to affect them if they catch it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, I mean, ultimately, we're not going to know whether or not it was a mistake to make this decision until after the fact, right? And to see how things shake out. But, you know, assuming that there are safety guidelines and protocols in place that will be followed, and, you know, from everything that I've read, the CEO group of the Pac-12 have said from the beginning that the number one priority is the health and well-being and safety of the student athletes and everyone associated with the Pac-12 programs. So, you know, giving them the benefit of the doubt and assuming that, you know, all the safety precautions are in place and they'll be followed, I'm on board with them playing football this fall. I think read something where the Cal athletic director said that, you know, obviously their first priority is the health and safety of everybody, but, you know, playing football is going to help them make up some of the budget deficit that they're facing because of COVID, and playing football will help bring in some revenue, which is good. I think the issue with the 7-game schedule is whether or not a Pac-12 team will be eligible for the college football playoff because of only playing 7 games. The last I saw on that is it's still kind of up in the air whether or not if one of the teams like Oregon or whoever was eligible, whether or not you know, they really could play in the college football playoff having only played 7 games, because obviously if they were able to, that's where some real additional money could be generated. So like you all said, I think health and safety is first and foremost. It'll be interesting to see how this all kind of shakes out. But I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, this is a good decision. It's, you know, they were the last Power 5 conference to bring football back. I know there was a lot of kind of public pressure to do so. So hopefully, you know, everyone stays healthy and they're able to complete the season this fall.
You did bring up an interesting point, Kyle, is whether they can qualify for the championship. For example, North Carolina, my alma mater, had to not actually compete in one of their games that they had scheduled because the team just dropped out and they couldn't remake it. So I believe they're going to have to work that out. All teams are, because they're facing different situations, whether they playing enough games is going to get them to the championship. So I don't think it's a matter of whether they will qualify. It's a matter of how they work out with the other programs to be able to have a championship that's different than last year's, because of course it's all very different this year.
It's a tight window too, right? I mean, they can't afford to postpone or suspend many games because it's from November 6th and I believe the championship is December 18th. So that's a tight window to try and fit everything in. And I guess you just have to keep your fingers crossed that there aren't COVID cases that pop up and no games have to be canceled.
Yeah, because if they are canceled, I mean, you're definitely not going to make that December 18th deadline. But you did bring up a good point. I didn't even think about the college football playoff, just because, like, it seems like every conference is playing, like, a different number of games. So I wonder how that's going to shake out. And I know for the Pac-12, like, I was thinking from a player's perspective as well. Like, if you're a junior, senior, and have the potential to go to NFL, like, I want to play football this season. Like, you have a short window to kind of, like, prove that you can actually be draft eligible and, you know, make it to the next level, especially for a lot of these teams. Like, Oregon, I mean, I'm sure they got plenty of, you know, potential NFL players on that team. So, I know that's probably some of the pressure that was put on them. I know if I'm a player and I want to go to the NFL, like, I definitely want to play football this season. But the point that you made with the playoff, I mean, I have no idea how that's going to work out. You're only playing 7 games, maybe, depending on, like, if you don't get shut down at all in between those, like 8 weeks that you have. I mean, it's definitely going to be an interesting scenario to kind of play out, because how do you judge that? Like, I know college football playoff is already kind of sketchy as it is, because there's like 12-0. I remember, like, a couple years ago, UCF, they were 12-0, but they didn't get in. So if somebody like an Oregon goes 7-0 and they're like, we're undefeated, well, we should make it into the playoff, how does that work out? So I'll be interested to see how that actually kind of plays itself out. I definitely think there's going to be some controversy over that.
There will be some controversy because, as you mentioned, Justin, Kyle, the number of games, they're playing different number of games. I think they're still going to lean on some factors prior, because a lot, like you mentioned, UCF made 12-0, but it was also the quality of the opponents they played. Mm-hmm. Here, where you have the Pac-12, they have a lot of quality opponents. So I think they'll use some of the old factors to determine that, but also probably something new, because this is a very different season.
Yeah, I agree. Like, probably it's kind of a season to experiment and new things and new approaches. Like, I really hope that, like, another pandemic is not going to happen again, but this is also the moment to try out and see if things can work also in a different way. Maybe this can lead also for, like, I don't know, like, new managing aspect approaches. And also something that I think that we didn't mention so much was also that fans are not going to be allowed in the stadiums and in the games. So probably also this choice to kind of like using this month of October, November and December to see how things are working. And then, of course, implementing everything maybe with fans in January. So maybe it's also like a time frame where they are going to just like figuring out solution and try.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. And I mean, it sounds like we're all pretty much in agreement that, you know, health and safety comes first, but assuming that's all in place, then we're kind of in favor of the Pac-12's decision to go ahead and try and play this fall. So really appreciate everybody tuning in to the third episode of the KMJF Mashes of Sport podcast, and hope you enjoyed it and hope you tune in next time.